I'm Frank Vaughn. It is February 26, 2025, and at this hour, Donald Trump is having his first cabinet meeting. And compare and contrast this with the first administration in 2016, where the level of opposition was so monumental he couldn't even get his cabinet appointments done. They're hitting the ground running with some revolutionary figures sitting around that table who are destined to change America. And I'll tell you, the elites have taken note. The headline is, what the actual feshnicker? Washington Post reporters melt down. Editor quits after Jeff Bezos makes hard pivot towards personal liberties and free markets. I'm showing too much cleavage. I didn't realize that. Sorry if I offended the audience. Hopefully the algorithm doesn't pick that up and censor me. Don't think that the elites don't have their hand on the pulse of the nation. Don't think they don't understand what's changing. It's not that they've all of a sudden become great people and champions of these things. They sat in silence while the Biden administration plodded through 4 years of censorship. And they sat in silence in 2016 and went along with the opposition. Maybe not going along, but sat on the sidelines to see who would win the battle for control of the United States. Now, you have to understand, everybody talks about the past, talks about the empire, talks about the things that went on before. Everything's different now. This is a different moment in history, and that's something that needs to be understood. These guys, Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg, know that the nationalists have won in the United States. Maybe not just nationalists, the continentalists, the people who want a new Monroe Doctrine to get out of the affairs of the world, to draw back the empire, restore the republic, make it stronger right here in continental North America. It's important to recognize that some of your elites aren't much different from you and me. They're trying to figure out how to survive. The reason they're in the positions that they're in is because they know how to survive and they know how to work reality. I said in 2021 that the best thing that you could do when all the mandates came down is try and duck underneath the attention of the government. Don't put a big red bullseye on yourself, because the time would pass. The mandates would pass. The lockdowns would pass. There would be mass movement. That would be the time to take some kind of action. But during the last 8 years, these elites, Bezos, Zuckerberg, they went along to get along. Now they have sensed the victory of one side. You're blind if you don't see it. Europe is in a different position. You now have the AfD in Germany. They are the government in waiting. And when the conservatives inevitably align themselves with the socialists yet again and fail Germany, they've already started the flights, flying in more Afghan refugees. I'll throw that up on the screen next if it's even necessary. Once the German people are let down even more, once they start to realize that it's okay to have a sense of national pride, that Germans are unique from French, that Germans are unique from Romanians, that Germans are unique from Great Britain, that the sins of the past, which just about everybody is dead who is alive at the time, except for the Ukrainians we bring to Canada and celebrate in our parliament, the Nazi sympathizers that we brought here and literally celebrated, when you point it out, you're a bad guy. The Germans can have a sense of national pride and a pride of their people without hearkening back to Nazi times. The hysteria that is surrounding AfD is going to fade away. America is ahead of the curve. They've jumped way ahead of the curve, and the world is going to catch up over the next 2 or 3 years, whether we like it or not. And it might not be a smooth transition at all times, but there's going to be a transition to a new regional multipolar world. We're already there. It is simply amazing to me the amount of politicians, influencers, commentators, and mainstream news organizations, particularly in Canada. Canada is always dead last in the world to figure out how monumental the change actually is that's going on. But just to address Brian Lilly and Ben Shapiro and those like them who seem to act like it's a complete and total mystery why Donald Trump is on about Canada. I mentioned this yesterday. I have to mention it again. China is America's main geopolitical adversary. They have been sending the raw materials for drugs into Canada, into Mexico, and undermining the United States. They've achieved a lot of influence in Hollywood and in our universities. They've undermined our institutions. They've been buying up our resources. They've done a very good job advancing their national interests and turning North America into a resource colony. That's about to stop, and there will have to be some kind of arrangement made in the postscript to recognize that China has a sphere of influence too, and it's mostly overseas where America is trying to scale back the empire. Brian Lilly, Ben Shapiro, if you don't want to watch videos, you can watch my videos. I make videos. I don't write books. Books are always a better medium if you've got the attention span for them. Here are two books. They will put the meat on the bones. They will explain exactly what's happened to Canada. Folks, the people in the comments section who are always good at evangelizing, the people on X, tag them in this. Tag them in my Twitter posts. Try to get this in front of them and try to make them understand, because I think it's ignorance. But if it's not ignorance, it's something else is going on. But they need to wake up to reality. Canada's a captured state. It's the beachhead of China in North America. You can't deny it. The evidence is crystal clear. Time to wake up. We are America, after Mexico. The primary security threat right now facing the United States is Canada and Mexico. I don't even know if one is greater than the other. Both have to be addressed very quickly within the first year of the Trump administration, and he's on his way to doing it. The headline is Texas rancher killed near border in IED attack by cartel terrorists. An IED, not in Afghanistan, along the U.S. border. Yes, it occurred in Mexico, but it was very near to Brownsville, and this was an American rancher on the Mexican side. The United States has positioned carrier groups off the coast of Mexico. I believe it's just one carrier group. And they have been doing surveillance flights over Mexican territory. I think they're developing a target list. There's going to be a special forces operation. There's going to be a bombing campaign on the cartels. That's what I think. I think air support, special forces, they're going to be wiped out. And you should celebrate that, because people like them who have destroyed millions of lives right here in Canada and the United States, all across North America, using chemicals secured from the communist Chinese, from their triads, this interrelationship between cartels, triads, and the communist government in China is a well-documented feature of geopolitics. It's about to end. I think Trump and his administration are going to kill them all so that they can't rise again. And it is a public good. And I just want to make a quick note about the importance of accuracy. When you make a mistake as a commentator, you should own it. But as a person reading and calling a commentator out, you should also own when you make a mistake and not react emotionally. This is a Texas rancher died in an IED attack near Brownsville, Texas. And a couple people jumped right in and said it wasn't in Texas, it was in Mexico. And I'm like, can you not understand the word near? This is why accuracy is important. The big issue is that another American has died due to uncontrolled cartels. That's the big issue. The drugs pouring into America, the guns, the all of it, all the infiltration, that's the issue. Dead Americans everywhere. But one word misunderstood, or if that word wasn't actually there, there are people who will tune out. And you can struggle against everything to try and change those people and how they understand things. But they're necessary, and they should be celebrated. And there's a fellow, I was going to show another screenshot. If you're out there, I think your name is Mark. If you're out there, buddy, come on back. Like, I wasn't trying to call you out, man. I was just trying to say the word near is there, and I don't know, you got really upset. Some people get really upset. He started cussing me out pretty good, but he's a good follower. He's a smart guy. I hope you come back, man. Just another visceral demonstration of all of you people who want me to run for politics and become prime minister and all these things that you've got planned for me. I'll never get elected, because one minute I'm great and the next minute I'm not great. It all depends on what I said. This time I didn't even do anything wrong. But back to one of the core theses, which is our politicians, our media, and our influencer class not understanding the level and scale of change that has happened in the world since the Trump administration was sworn in, since he won the election, in fact. Canada pledges $5 billion in seized Russian assets for Ukraine on war anniversary. So some would argue there's only $300 million. I don't really want to get into the weeds with it, but if we're going to steal the money, why aren't we stealing the money to replace the money that we've already sent to Ukraine? The war is lost. It's going to be over. That's it. Canada is in the wrong spot. Pierre Poilievre is in the wrong spot when it comes to Ukraine. It's like we haven't got the memo. It's like we can't read the tea leaves. The people who control the biggest business empires in the world understand something that we, for some reason, can't understand. But we are here to create understanding. This is called the Ukraine Sovereignty Bond. Thanks to the user who tipped me off to the existence of this thing. This was announced in 2022. It's a five-year bond, $500 million worth. It's an invitation. I'm not going to read it. It's an invitation for private individuals to buy these $1,000 bonds. And they are issued against the backstop of the Canadian taxpayer. So the federal government in Ottawa robs the taxpayer at gunpoint through taxation. It's robbery. The government is just a legalized mafia. And that's fine. We're always going to have one. I think it's inevitable. So whatever. They're issuing the bonds so the private individual can buy them. The funds are guaranteed against you, the taxpayer. But the money goes right to Ukraine. And you, as a taxpayer, guarantee an interest payment to the bondholder. So their money goes to Ukraine, doesn't go to you, the taxpayer, but you get to pay interest on it. This is in addition to the billions of dollars we've already sent Ukraine, which has been laundered and put into people's pockets. This is in addition to denuding our military and leaving us completely defenseless. All these people talked Freeland last night in that liberal debate as she twitched her way through it and tweaked her way through it, talked about how she alone is going to stop Donald Trump from invading Canada. And I have to ask, with what? Your government has destroyed our national defense and our ability to do anything to stop anybody from just claiming our soil. And the whole time, your government has been selling out more and more of our industry and resource development to foreign buyers. You have allowed money laundering to come into Canada and on such a scale that it drives up real estate prices right alongside the mass scale third world immigration that you bring into this country, and you're going to stop the Americans? That is laughable. But I just thought you'd like to know that there's a bond issue where you as Canadians don't get a single dime and you get to pay interest on these bonds in perpetuity until the program is dissolved. It's incredible. We just haven't got the memo in Canada. While Canada engages in renaming coffees and buying French's ketchup, which is owned by an American company, the mainstream media pushes stories talking about how Musk's citizenship might be revoked. There's a huge petition and we are getting involved. This doesn't do anything. Canada's GDP contracts by 0.2% in November, but likely rebounds in the following month. This is sort of a propaganda push. We will find out later what happens, but the country is getting broker. The country produces less and less by the day. The Liberals want to bring in universal basic income. Mark Carney wants an emergency on every single file. They want to bring in full communism. That's not hyperbole. That's what Carney is campaigning on. It will destroy our GDP, it will destroy our productivity, and it will hyperinflate your savings away. You need to understand that. Big tariffs on Canada next week. Not necessarily, the White House says so. Trump says they're going to proceed as planned. The White House is holding their cards close to their chest. If Trump is genuine, and I believe he is, about the security threat to Canada and the fact that the Americans do subsidize us to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars via the tariffs that we charge them that keep them locked out of the Canadian market. That's what he's talking about. It's not a direct subsidy. That's why the mainstream media attacks him for using the words. But it serves and functions just like a subsidy. They get caught on words. They don't really understand the substance of a thing. If he's genuine, the tariffs are coming because Trudeau has broke his word to Trump. We can't field 10,000 troops to our border. We can't field 10,000 personnel. We have a helicopter flying around, and he's trying to make that look like doing something. The fentanyl czar that was named is a man that has been in a management position within this administration, this regime, this junta, since almost the beginning. All of this happened under his watch. I don't think Trump's going to buy this. If he does, I would be simply shocked. Meanwhile, on the war's third anniversary, the U.S. voted against a U.N. resolution blaming Russia for starting the war. It's just not that easy. Our politicians can line up and say that it's Russia's fault, but the facts on the ground are different. Kiev was basically illegally occupying Crimea against the wishes of the people before 2014, and the Russians came in and freed it. The referendum showed that 95% of them wanted to go to Russia. Eastern Ukrainians speak Russian. They identify Russian. Their eyes look east. And they were being killed for a decade before the Russians got directly involved. Their language was stomped out. Their churches were repressed. There were extrajudicial killings left, right, and center. If you look at Baldwin Bankrupt's work, he's just one YouTuber, but many YouTubers went traipsing around eastern Ukraine during these times, and they show you what happened, and they talk to the people on the street. They did the job the media is not willing to do. This is just another sign, this vote, that the world is changing and that peace is on the horizon. There's a realignment, and we either get with it or we're going to suffer when we don't get with it. Pentagon purge. Trump fires chairman of Joint Chiefs, Navy chief, and other top brass. The reason the elites are getting with the program is because they can see, with almost 100,000 federal employees purged out, with this change in top brass, with the uncovering, I don't exactly know where it is in this mess, the uncovering of, there it is. 100 intelligence officials in SIC chat group terminated and their security clearances revoked. They're using some of the most secure channels of communication to talk about transgender sex orgies and transgender surgeries and the most perverse, vile human behavior. This is the force that almost took over America. This is the force that China helped unleash because they wanted this culture. They have sowed the seeds of this debauched culture, full of hubris and arrogance and godless. They've sowed it through culture, through media, through universities. They wanted people obsessed and broken over gender and where which part of their body goes in what hole. That type of stuff undermines the family. It undermines the fabric of a civilization. China couldn't fight a direct kinetic war with the United States, so they fought it through drugs. They fought it through money laundering. They fought it through culture. They fought it through mental illness. They bought off politicians like the Bidens, like Hunter Biden. They engaged in a very devious and very successful business. I have a lot of respect for what they did because, lacking the option for kinetic warfare, they conducted psychological operations on a scale seldom achieved in human history. But that's over. They didn't win. And now Trump is purging them out. See it with your eyes. Hear it with your ears. It's happening. I've been sitting on this one for a few days, but this is another sign that the United States is moving towards a very much more people-centric, republic-based Trump goal is to abolish the IRS entirely, liberating the American people from a sort of Damocles that hangs over their lives every time they submit their tax return. This is a huge change. I don't understand how people can't put all these dots together and understand that nothing is the same. You want to talk about what Bush did, you want to talk about what Obama did, you want to talk about the first Trump term, which was bogged down and nullified. You can talk about the past all you want. You can talk about Biden. You can go all the way back. It doesn't matter. The last 100 years, no, not quite 100 years, the last 65 years of American history doesn't matter anymore because now a new chapter is being written in real time. You're seeing it. You're living it. Actually, yeah, sure. This guy. This is the FCC, the Federal Communications. I think it's the Federal Communications Commission. This is the FCC head. Decided to just climb a tower and live stream and try to encourage Americans to get involved in their telecommunications. I don't know. I don't even want to talk about it. This is just leadership. The guy's literally leading from the top of a tower. If you watch the clip.
All right, many are grateful for their work.
see this guy down here. I'm pretty sure this guy is a bodyguard. He woke up that day and he had to go climb a tower because the FCC chair decided to send a message. Can you not see how this is different? MSNBC cancels far-left crazed host Joy Reid as woke implosion accelerates. Joy's always been crazy, and she has no problem lying. MSNBC, who Donald Trump called, what did he call it, MSDNC? He had this clever little quip, because they are the Democratic voice in America. They're not a fact-based network. They are pure propaganda. They don't even try. They're firing their crazy people because they want to survive. Businesses want to survive. The elites want to survive. If you know how to, it's not even tea leaves. If you can just interpret the literal actions that are happening in reality, you understand that there's no going back to the previous form of history as it unfolded. Trump cannot allow a declining Europe to drag the U.S. down. So if Canada and Mexico are immediate security concerns for the United States because of their close ties to China, what comes next is Europe, which is also undermined. Europe is in the middle of a struggle for its soul. It's either going to save itself or it's going to disintegrate, but that's not America's problem. America has been paying Europe's bills for a long time. Donald Trump has the same issue on trade with Europe that he has in Canada, but the difference is there's 100,000 American soldiers stationed in Europe, costing the taxpayers money. The Europeans can afford to skimp on defense because of the presence of those troops. They can talk about intervening in Greenland. They can talk about intervening in Canada. They can talk about Canada joining the EU. Canada is the first country that Europe will cut away from when it becomes clear what the plan is and what has happened in Canada. We don't have any friends coming to our defense. The last 10 years of Trudeau governance has made us look like fools on the international scene. I can go into great detail about the times that Europe, Trudeau's a fool. He goes over there. He likes to drink. He likes to talk. He likes to be seen. He's a narcissist. He loves the popularity. And the Europeans hate him. They can scantily describe, they can't even hide their revulsion for him, but they use him. They send him out. He does a press conference where he talked tough. This happened during the first Trump administration. He goes out and he talks tough on trade, and he makes a fool of himself because as soon as he flies home, the Europeans cut a deal with Donald Trump and they cut Canada out. They'll cut us out again. They're not coming to our rescue. There's 100,000 American troops stationed in Europe. Do you understand what that means? Well, I wanted to keep this one under 20 minutes and we failed entirely, so I'm going to cover one more thing. Dale Thompson, at Dale Thompson, over on Twitter, he just curses and swears and does a bunch of stuff, claiming that the American dream is shitty healthcare, mass shootings, lower life expectancies, and a gutted system for disease prevention and control. Rather than argue the points here, I invite Dale to have a conversation with me. Let's do an hour stream and let's hash it out, bud. Let's have a conversation. The people that I always talk about, the users, evangelizing so well, go evangelize to Dale. Tell him my door is wide open. I'm always willing to have a conversation. So the dentist visit went very good. You might notice that I'm talking a little juicy today. It has to do with the gums healing, I suppose. First time I've been to a dentist in 25 years. And I just want to finish on that note. Just because I couldn't afford a dentist for 25 years doesn't mean I think the taxpayer should be on the hook to pay for fixing my teeth. Canada is broke. We don't need more social programs. We need more personal responsibility. If you like the work, please consider supporting it via the website. I appreciate all of you. But as always, I offer this to you for free. I'll see you in the next one. Did you know that I have a website? FrankVaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again. And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.